Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll slide over to the SEC where it just means more. Pow. Big comeback in the SEC yesterday. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Tell you what, if you're a quarterback, you look real good in the second half. Well, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. Boy, that big draft class last year of quarterbacks sure is a wild topic to broach, isn't it? Caleb Williams, super controversial. Jaden Daniels, great rookie year, busted second year. Drake May, looks like an MVP. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes not so good.
It's a whole lot of, I mean, I like Bo, but he is very much a,
Yeah.
And I hope he figures it. Nice W, though.
Yeah.
No style points. W's are W's.
I was praying for that sweet meteor death. Chiefs and Broncos both playing. I'm just like, hey, at least hate
you,
this game.
At least you get Monday Night Football.
Yeah, against the Cowboys. God.
Does it suck that the Cowboys are favored over your team?
I mean, it is.
It hurts.
Their offense is good. And yeah. The rest of the team is not.
It's not.
But that's the thing about my team is they're not good in either unit.
We'll all hate watch that game tonight.
Yeah, I got a little bet going with Joe Simons because he's a Cowboys fan. I don't know what it is with Joe's and having poor team choices.
Right. Fisher's my guy, dude, and he loves the Cowboys.
Weird.
Maybe we'll get to that in closing arguments. But the other quarterback missing from that draft, J.J. McCarthy.
Ooh. I think we know what that one is.
We might know what that one is. The other missing quarterback from that is the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. That would be Michael Penix Jr. Adam Schefter reporting that a second opinion is going to be had, but there is a very good chance that Michael Penix is done for the year with another knee injury. And I think it's a really challenging place.
Look, man, when knees are cooked, knees are cooked. I'm an authority on this one.
Hey, and
when it goes, it doesn't get better.
Who's my favorite NBA player? Klay Thompson. When the knees go, they go.
Yeah. Although he turned the clock back for a quarter in the second quarter last night.
And he's also has a Achilles fix, too. Yeah. When knees go. And that's where Michael Penix sits right now. And we've talked about them a lot throughout the season of just kind of...
They're disappointing.
They're disappointing, but the future could be bright.
Mm-hmm.
This puts a giant kink in it. Casey's compiled the list of injuries for Michael Penix Jr. Throughout his career at Indiana, UW, and now the Falcons. Was he somewhere before Indiana?
No, he started in Indiana in 2018. He suffered a torn ACL to his right knee, ending his freshman season early. 2019, he suffered a sternoclavicular joint sprain and a clavicle fracture on his non-throwing right shoulder. 2020, he suffered a torn ACL in his left knee, also ending his season. 2021, suffered an AC joint separation in his throwing left shoulder. 2022 to 2023, he was healthy all throughout his time at Washington.
Went to a natty. Mm-hmm.
And then 2025, suffered a knee injury against Carolina.
So that's three ACLs.
Yeah.
Two in one knee.
That's a tough world to live in. And I think what's really challenging, and Rufio points this out on the YouTube chat too. I know he's a Husky, but I wanted Penix to succeed in the league. And I laugh and joke that I'm anti-Penix because he's a Husky. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of talent there.
Oh, he throws a deep ball that's just sexy.
And he's lefty. We all think lefties are cool. You know, you're the outlier.
He's got the pretty arm motion, and when the ball leaves his hand, it's something intrinsic. Mm-hmm. You either have it or you don't. Mm-hmm. There are certain quarterbacks where the ball just jumps out of their hand and it looks pretty. Aaron Rodgers is, for me, number one all time. When the ball leaves Aaron Rodgers' hands, it just looks different than every other quarterback. Michael Vick was this way. Like, the ball jumped out of his hand like a rocket.
When the ball left Philip Rivers' hands, you were like, what is that? Oh my God, it was on point.
You're like, that doesn't look, how did it get there? Like, Chad Pennington. When the ball left his hand,
put that?
Yeah, when it left Pennington's hand, you're like, you would put a sundial on it because it would take forever to get there. But like, Penix is one of those guys, when the ball leaves his hand, it just looks different. And it's not just because he's a lefty, it's because the ball just seems to jump out of his hand, and he can make passes where the nose of the ball just drops in. Like, that's what Rodgers has just done better than anybody. When he throws a deep ball, not only does it jump out of his hand, the nose of that ball just dips down perfectly. And Penix can do that. He can also put the ball in places that the other quarterbacks just can't. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams is a guy, when you see him make a throw, you're like, there's maybe three guys I've ever seen that can make that throw. Like, Mahomes will do the arm slot thing where you're like, how did you even get that there? Penix has got a really, really unique arm talent. And he's a heady, high IQ football player. But the health is just the thing that, I don't know, man. Like, you know who gets a pass for this to an extent is Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Because he's so good. But Joe has missed a ton of time. A ton of time. I don't know if Penix is ever going to be as good as Burrow, but I think his arm talent is up there of the upper echelon in the NFL.
If Joe doesn't miss as much time as he does, there's no argument that he's the number one quarterback in the NFL.
As far as like talent?
Talent-wise.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Mahomes will always live in that world because of the Super Bowls, and Allen and Jackson because of their talent.
But it's like pure quarterbacking?
And I think that's why we give Joe a lot of leeway, like you said, is because he's so good that when he gets hurt, plus that team is so bad that we're just kind of like, well, it's not Joe's fault. It's not Joe's fault. But like, Joe gets hurt a lot. And here we are with Penix, as B-Rod points out on the text line, and as a lot of people have said, look,
he was playing really well when he got hurt, too.
The GM for Atlanta is going to get fired.
Yeah.
So when you're the new GM that comes in, a lot of talent on this roster. Mm-hmm. You got to find a new head coach, figure out what you're going to do there.
Don't have a first-round pick.
You don't have a first-round pick, which looks really bad now. What do you do with Michael Penix? I mean, obviously, you're going to let him rehab and try to give it a go, but boy, you don't feel good. Do you, if you're a GM that gets hired in this job, do you have plan A and plan one?
Yeah.
Of plan A is Penix gets healthy, we get the right coach in, and this starts moving in the correct direction? Or do you have plan one, which is a rebuild? Because you've got assets that you can move to facilitate a rebuild like no one's business. Look, it's tough to say get rid of him, but imagine what Bijan gets on the open market. If you let people know that guy is for sale because you are afraid that Penix can't come back from this, that is not Herschel Walker level, but that could be a club-defining move.
This isn't the Dolphins.
You would hate to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But if Penix can't go, and you've got to rebuild this whole thing, it ruins my heart to say that, because A, I love him so much as a player, and he just looks great in a Falcons jersey. Mm-hmm. But Robinson would start facilitating that rebuild.
Look,
it really would.
You've got three guys on offense in Bijan, Drake London, and Pitts. Kyle Pitts, mm-hmm. who, you know, the whole like Pitts thing, like isn't he? There's a half dozen teams or more in the NFL will be like, I'll take that chance.
Yep. And I think, and also what is really difficult is not only do you not have a first round pick next year, but you're in quarterback roughness because of how much money you're paying Kirk to sit on the bench.
Not only that.
And now he's coming in and it's going to get worse.
Here's the thing.
Because Kirk, talk about when guys are done.
Oh, he's done.
That guy is done.
Yeah. The other side of this is I think you almost gap year it. You try it next year because I don't think you're looking at a quarterback in this draft.
You know, somebody points out, trade for Mac Jones, you know? If Brock Purdy is healthy all year, can that be a stopgap? A guy like Mac Jones? Look, Danny Dimes was supposed to be a stopgap, and he looks legit.
But here's the flip side of this. You go out and get another backup, a young backup, in the offseason. You figure that part of it out. But I don't think you're invested in a quarterback in this class. So
you've been really hard on this class. Deservedly.
Who are you looking at in this class? Like, that's my franchise.
If Tennessee ends up having the number one pick in the draft, they're stoked because they don't, quote unquote, need a quarterback.
No.
I don't know where Cam Ward is as an NFL quarterback. I think that remains to be seen. That team is just so bad.
They need help literally
everywhere that you can kind of say, we're good on a quarterback, but then,
let's take the best player available.
What are the Jets going to do? What are the Saints going to do? What are the Raiders going to do? Yeah, I mean, quarterbacks are going.
Somebody's going to take shots. I hope it's not Mike.
Mendoza is going to get drafted in the top five. Ty Simpson is going to get drafted in the top five.
Rodgers might not get re-signed in Pittsburgh because he's got a broken left wrist.
Mm-hmm. He might also just call it,
Yeah.
I feel for Falcons fans.
I think you're looking at a gap year, but you go and get the right coach, you go and get the right GM, and then you figure it out from there.
You can't punt on Michael Penix right now. And
I don't think you can punt on Penix, Bijan, Drake, or Pitts.
I don't think
unless you get an offer that is like
I don't think you're there yet. But
after
if you're
the
new GM, because you have to put Penix out there. Yeah. Like when he gets healthy, you have to see what you have. Mm-hmm. It's an Anthony Richardson thing. That pick looks way worse than Michael Penix does.
The thing
right
with
now.
Penix is like again, when Penix goes down, he's 13 of 16 for $175. He was dealing. Mm-hmm. He was dealing. Mm-hmm. Him and Drake London were cooking before mm-hmm. he goes down.
And then what happens if you get rid of him and he turns out Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and
Steph Curry, the ankles.
Oh, yeah. Giant Glass. This kid's too small. He'll never make it. Oh, really? He's a top 10 player of all time.
Yeah. Like he went through the first 3 years of his career with ankles that did not work, and he hasn't had an ankle injury since.
Yep.
He has, but not like a significant.
Not like he did his first few years.
So, it's just one of those things, like, is this...
Those ankle injuries helped them get Draymond Green and Klay Thompson.
They worked in Harrison Barnes and, everything else that kind of came with that. So, it's an interesting spot to be.
A spot I want to be.
No, because you do have talent. Mm-hmm. Again, this isn't a Miami Dolphins team where you're like, Jalen Waddle? Sure, but
isn't that the biggest punch to the gut? When you look around and you're like, dude, I have a really good offense. Mm-hmm. I just need a quarterback. And they're like, dude, quarterbacks don't grow on trees.
No. But again, Penix is talented. It's health more than anything else.
We'll keep an eye on that and see how the rest of the season goes for the Falcons, but I'm sure you can write them off. Adios to that. When we come back, coming down from a big deficit, coming back, is that a good thing? Is that a motivating builder, or does that show you got some problems? We'll go to college football in the SEC next, but there's Casey with sports. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to everybody's favorite web gems. We do it every single day at 11:45. We're a heavy NFL show today, but that's all right. It just means more college leftovers for tomorrow. But I do want to address one college situation. 30-3 at halftime.
Over.
South Carolina absolutely boat racing A&M.
Stunting Nick Haba.
I watched that game and was like, what is going on?
Oh, Marcel Reed just peed down his leg in the first half. That's what happened.
You know what's crazy? And I know this sounds wild because it's kind of like hindsight, revisionist history. There was something about halftime coming out that I was like, Texas A&M's going to win this game. And I think a lot of it is because they were shooting themselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Beamer, like, rah-rahing on the sidelines like he just won a game at halftime. I mean, good for him. He's had a disaster season. He's probably going to get fired. But now you're definitely going to get fired. But there was just something, and I don't know if it's Marcel Reed. We talked a little Heisman last hour. Something about Marcel Reed that I just really find captivating.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little it in him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And he put that on display. Look, they scored their second touchdown in the third quarter, and I went, oh, yeah, this game's over.
Somebody said he was Joy Reed in the first half, Marcel Reed in the second half. And I was like,
that works.
That's about right.
When you look at this for Texas A&M, we've given Texas A&M a pretty big pass on the schedule situation. Mm-hmm. We've acknowledged it. I think everybody has acknowledged it, but we've also acknowledged that Texas A&M is a really good team. They went on the road to South Bend and beat a Notre Dame team
mm-hmm.
who was reeling off a loss to Miami, but Notre Dame's going to the college football playoff and can provide some really serious challenges. And Texas A&M beat them mm-hmm. on the road in a night game.
And they had four turnovers against South Carolina, and they win the game, which we just talked about with Seattle mm-hmm. and Los Angeles in the NFL. You have four turnovers. You have no business winning a game. And yet they were
Your
able to do that.
Your quarterback has two interceptions and a fumble loss. Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah, Marcell Reed was bad in the first half. Like, he just forgot how to football in the first half. In the second half, he played like the best player in the country.
Is this something that we can look at Texas A&M and say, I mean, they came back from 30-3. This offense is good. Don't count them out of anything. Let's say when they take on Texas, let's say it's 14-0 at halftime. We sit there and go, they can do this.
They can, but here's the thing.
Or is this they did it because it was South Carolina?
Well, they did it because it was self-inflicted.
Just clean that up.
When you have those self-inflicted wounds over and over and over again, and a team capitalizes on it, which, again, going to the Seattle-LA game, LA didn't really capitalize on all of the chances that they had.
Right.
South Carolina did, and then Texas A&M played a perfect second half. They played a perfect second half. You didn't hear from Nick Harbor again. You didn't, you know, South Carolina didn't have the explosives. I mean, what A&M did in the second half, they blanked them. They blanked them.
Three touchdowns in the third quarter. Just came out, and they had a game plan, and they knew what they were going to do.
And credit to Elko, too, because
big time.
Did you catch Elko at halftime?
No.
Oh, man. It wasn't like it was disappointed dad. It was, you know, you got to ask, you know, the physicalities. I mean, we got to be more physical. Like, our run defense isn't there. Our you know, the big plays, they aren't there. Like, we're letting them capitalize on big plays. And he was just like, we've just got to be better. And it wasn't this game's over. There was something about Elko going to the halftime in the interview. I was like, I don't think he's going to go in there and give the fire and brimstone speech. It was, you're better than this. I would love to see what the halftime speech was, because it definitely came out. It wasn't like the you suck, how dare you.
Right.
They came out red ass chewing. They came out with like a confidence to them, to your point of like, there was just something about them. And like, Indiana had the game against Penn State. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like every team gets tested. Not everybody has their best every day, and stuff happens. How you deal with adversity matters.
Side note, I had to drop a disappointment on my kid this weekend.
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
How'd
that go? Well, his older sister berated him for peeing on the seat.
Oh.
And this is something we've been yelling at him for months and months and months. And I finally walked into his bedroom and I said, dude, like, you know the rules. This is part of being a man. And he was kind of like smiling. And I was like, do you think this is funny? And he was like, no, I just can't help it. And I was like, I just shook my head and I said, I'm so disappointed in you right now. Be better.
How'd you feel walking away?
Terrible. Especially because I heard the tears flowing behind
me. You're like, can't turn around, can't turn around.
I know. And I didn't. And mom came in to the rescue. But it's true. Sometimes I'm disappointed goes far. And that was when he was going to bed. So he got to stew on that while he went to bed. Next morning he woke up, we're all good. Everything's fine. But dude, got to be better than that. You can't be giving up 30 points in a half.
To South Carolina.
To Lenora Sellers and Shane Beamer and South Carolina.
And Sellers completed 50% of his passes. Like, he just couldn't do it. Who's a dynamic quarterback. He could not do anything in the second half.
He is the most sacked quarterback in college.
Yep, he is. And he's missed games.
Yeah.
You text me, holy Texas A&M.
Because I was sitting there watching it going, what is happening?
And my response to you was, well, sometimes money ruins you. Because there were rumors out there that Elko got his five-year deal.
Yeah.
Got his extension to be a top five or six-year deal, I don't remember, to be a top five paid coach in college football. And I was like, be careful.
And then he went out there and earned it.
Does this change your perception of Texas A&M in the SEC? Or does this give you a little bump? Does it give you a little concern?
I think if you can go out there and not play your best game and win, that says something about you.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with Indiana and Penn State.
Imagine if they played like that for four quarters.
Oh, this game, they would have hung 60 on them.
60-0.
They just would have embarrassed them.
Boy, the SEC is a weird place.
It is. In more ways than one.
It is a weird place. We'll get to Alabama in the big nooner.
Again, turnovers. Turnovers are what did teams in this weekend.
Everything is pretty much set, though, in the SEC in that sense. Like, Alabama and South Carolina control their destiny, or Texas A&M control their destiny for the SEC championship. Look, we might have this conversation tomorrow. I think there's a good chance that Georgia's the best team in the nation, and they're going to get to sit out the SEC title game. Kirby, deep down inside, probably fine with that. Yeah, I don't know what to do with the SEC, but, you know, can a game like this...
They're going to be a top Heisman. Four seed and not play in their conference title game.
Let me ask this question about Marcell Reed. You know, we were talking about Heisman Trophy candidates.
He's a top three.
Is this not something that makes you go, whoa, Or do you punish him because he had the bad first half? Or do you give him more benefit of the doubt because he plays in the SEC where it just matters more?
I think when you have a game where you throw for 440 and three touchdowns, despite you dribbling down your leg in the first half, I think it says more about you in the positive than it does the negative.
Because if King has a game like this, I think they hurt him.
They do.
And I think it hurts
and it shouldn't.
King.
It shouldn't.
Boy, I like Marcel Reed. Is there talk on him in the NFL at all?
For sure. Yeah. The inconsistency is the problem. But I think you can say that about pretty much every quarterback in the country that's draft eligible.
This is why I don't have an NFL team. Then I don't have to worry about my team and their quarterback.
This is why I'm sitting here as a Raiders fan saying, I'm good. Take the best player available. Don't take a quarterback.
Don't do it.
I'll live with the results. If Mendoza turns into, you know.
What if they take Mensa in the second round?
Wouldn't be against that. Second round? Wouldn't be against that at all.
Yeah. It's better than taking Tyler Shuck in the second round.
Look, you take Mensa in the second round, I am behind that. I am 100% behind that.
Just thought I'd get your pants tight for a moment.
That one, I mean, that one did. The shorts got a little, they started creeping up the leg a little bit.
All right, we come back. We'll do Web Gems, everybody's favorite. Funny enough, we'll stick here in the Texas A&M game, not for reasons that are good. Web Gems is next. 105.1 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.